So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion of the Big De Kahuna and proceeds to provide the sources for the varying thread counts of the various Bogadim, as mentioned in the following Braisa. Tarabon, Dvarim Shenema Behen Sheish, Chutan Kafel Shisha. Wherever the word Sheish is used, the thread must be made out of 6 strands. Mashdar, Shmaina, 8 strands. Umeil Shneim Aser, the Meil was made of thread of 12 strands. Pareches Eser Mabba, the Pareches was made of thread of 24 strands. Chayshin Ve'efod Eser Mishmaina, the Chayshin Ve'efod were made of thread of 28 strands. The first two items were explained in the previous staff. We now proceed with Meil Shneim Aser Minolan. The Meil was made of thread of 12 strands because one of the 5 times the word Sheish is mentioned in Torah is to teach L'sha'ar begodim shloinem ben sheish. Even non-linen, such as wool, must be made with thread spun from 6 strands. In addition, the pasuk says, "Vasises me'il ha'efod kalil techeles." And Rashi explains, the word kalil means gedil, braided. Ve'in gedil poches mishnayim, requiring a minimum of 2 threads with a total of 12 strands. Pareches esrim arba, dalad deshita shita. The pareches is made of thread of 24 strands, because the pasuk says, "Vasitza pareches tchilis v'argaman v'sala shani b'sheish mashdar." The pareches was made of 4 materials, 3 types of wool, blue, purple, and red wool, and linen. And as mentioned earlier, each thread of 6 strands, for a total of 24 strands. Cheshen ve'efod esrim mishmoina. The cheshen ve'efod made of thread of 28 strands, because the pasuk says, "Vasisa cheshen mishpat masi cheshev kamasi efod ta'asena." The cheshen and ephod were both made of the same 4 types of thread, each of 6 strands, and in addition, there were 4 gold strands, 1 to each thread, for a total of 28 strands. The Gemara continues. Amar Rechava, Amar Yehuda. Hamakureya big de kahuna loika, shenem loikureya. One who tears big de kahuna is liable to malchus. Vamar Belaza, hamazich cheshen me'alo ephod. One who moves the cheshen from the ephod or removes the badim from the aron is liable to malchus. Regarding the badim and the aron, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina clarifies in the psukim that the badim should be misparkin ve'enish matin, loose enough to move around, but not too loose that they would come out easily. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina learns 3 drashas from the words atzei shitim oimdim, oimdim g'derech gedilasin, that the krushim were positioned in the same way that they grew, with the upper part of the tree higher up in the keresh and vice versa. Shemamidin es tzipuyan. The krushim held up their gold plating. Sheoimdin lo'olam u'lo'olamim. Since people might despair because of the churban, Hashem says, atzei shitim oimdim, they will endure forever, and Hashem promises to restore them to their former glory. The Braisa teaches, Bigdi kahuna ein oisin oisin maisa machat, ela maisa orig. This means that the beged is woven in one complete beged, and not smaller parts that are sewn together into one beged. However, beis yad shel big de kahuna nereges befnei atzma v'nedvekes im beged. The sleeves are an exception; they are woven separately and then sewn on. The Gemara continues to discuss klei hamishkan. Amar Chava, Amar Yehuda, shalosh aroynis asa b'tzal, emtzoi shel eitz tisha, penimi shel zav shmoina. Chitzin Shalzov Asara Mashu. Betzal fashioned the aron out of 3 separate pieces, a warden box, which was sandwiched in between 2 golden boxes. The warden box was 9 tfachim high, as specified in the Torah. V'asu aron atzi shitim amasayim v'chetzi arkay, v'ama v'chetzi rachbay, v'ama v'chetzi kamasay. The inner gold box was 8 tfachim high. It covered the entire inside of the wood box, when we account for the thickness of the bottom of both boxes. The outer gold box was 10 tefachim plus. It covered the 9 tefachim of the wood box with 1 tefach to cover the edge of the kapiris after it was laid in. The mashu was to account for the thickness of its bottom. On the outside was a zer, a decoration which functioned as a type of crown for the aron. Amar b'yechnan, shleisha zeirim hein, shel mizbeach, v'shel aron, v'shel shulchan. There were 3 such crowns. Shel mizbeach azocha aron u'netale. The crown of the Mizbeach, which is symbolic of Kohuna, was taken for posterity by Aaron HaKohen and his descendants. Shal Shulchan, Zacha David Unutali. The crown of the Shulchan, which is symbolic of Malchus, was taken for posterity by David HaMelech and his descendants. Shal Oren, Adain Munachu, Kalaroi Tzalikach Yavikach. The crown of the Aron, which is symbolic of the Torah, is free for the taking for anyone who wants the schus and makes the effort to acquire this precious crown. The Gemara now brings several teachings related to Torah study and Talmid Chacham. V'yechanan teaches that as the pasuk by the Aron first says, "V'asis lecha Aron eitz," and you shall make the Aron, and subsequently says, "V'asu Aron atzei shittim," and they shall make the Aron, from which we learn, "Mikan l'tamach Chacham shebenei irim mitzuvin lasas lemalachta." A city is obligated to provide financial support to the Talmid Chachamim so that they may be able to continue their Torah study. From the pasuk Mibayis Mechutz Tetzapeno, that the Aron must be covered in gold on the outside and on the inside, Rava learns that Kol Talmid Chacham Shein Teichi Kibaroi Ein Talmid Chacham. A true Talmid Chacham is only one who is full of Yiras Shamayim inside to match the Torah study, which is apparent to all on the outside. Rav Shmuel Ban Nachmeni, in the name of Rabbi Yonis, incites the pasuk. Which alludes to those who study Torah but do not possess the Yerushalayim. Vianney says this in other words. It's a pity on one who does not possess a courtyard and occupies himself with building an entrance way to that courtyard. Rashi explains. Shatayra eina ela shar li kanes ba li Yerushalayim. The study of Torah is a means for a person to enhance his Yiras Shamayim and his connection to Hashem. Therefore, a person should make sure that he has proper Yiras Shamayim before studying Torah. Shimon Levi learns from the pasuk, "V'zois haTorah asher sa Moshe, zocha nasas leisam chayim, loy zocha nas leisam misa." If one is zoicha, his Torah study becomes a potion of life. But if Chas Shalom one studies Torah with improper motives, then the Torah study itself will act to distance him from Hashem, from the true goal in life. Chanina learns from the pasuk Yiras Hashem Tahira Medes Lad that this is referring to one who learned Torah in purity, namely, one who marries and then studies Torah, as this will help a person to study Torah B'Tahara, with pure thoughts.